Track 4. And there's some more news stories for you. Question mark over busy speed camera. The position of a Newton Abbott speed camera, which has caught more than 6,000 drivers, is being challenged by councillors. The camera on the Ashburton Road is set to help enforce a 30-mile-per-hour limit, but two local councillors say it might not meet national standards. Conservative councillors Phil Bullivant, Bradley, and Alex Hall, Buckland and Milber are asking colleagues to back their motion, asking key questions about the busy camera. The motion says exceeding the speed limit is unacceptable, particularly in a residential area at any time. But the process for administering appropriate sanctions requires that the public understand why sanctions are in place and that the enforcement is seen to be appropriate and fair. It says the Ashburton Road camera appears to be in breach of established custom and practice. It calls on the Highway Authority to confirm that the limit is appropriate and no cheaper engineering solution would be more effective than the camera. It asks if signage is correct and legal and if the camera is visible and not hidden by vegetation. The motion goes on. Many recipients of tickets have highlighted the location of the small camera installed on a lamppost with minimal signage and poor visual awareness. There have also been complaints of proceedings for speeds of less than 35 miles per hour. What was the basis for the camera installation? Who decided on the parameters for the actual installation? How many proceedings have been instigated for speeds of 35 miles per hour or less? And does the installation meet national standards for speed camera locations? The guideline typically suggests a fixed penalty fine for a speed or a speed awareness course when speeds exceed 10% plus 2 miles per hour. In a 30-mile zone, that would be 35 miles per hour.
Woman died after oxygen supply turned off. A 78-year-old woman died after having her oxygen supply switched off inadvertently at Newton Abbott Hospital, a coroner's report reveals. The coroner says having the supply switched off for an unknown period of time the day before she died possibly caused or contributed to her death. The details are contained in an official report to prevent future deaths written by Devon, Plymouth and Torbay coroner Deborah Archer. The Torbay and South Devon NHS Health Trust says it takes the coroner's concerns seriously and is reviewing her report in detail. We are committed to learning from all incidents to improve patient safety, said Chief Nurse Nicola McMinn. The woman was taken to Torbay Hospital, where she died on May the 17th, 2022, as a result of bronchopneumonia, rib fractures and respiratory distress. The coroner's report said she had been living in a care home and suffered from health anxiety, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, asthma and heart disease. She was admitted to Torbay Hospital on April the 16th, 2022, after a fall at her care home. She was treated with low-level oxygen therapy because too much oxygen can cause issues for people with COPD. She was found to have a number of fractures and small blood clots. Treatment was also given for other issues, including duodenal ulcers. On May the 10th, she was discharged to Newton Abbott Hospital and received a minimal level of oxygen. Reports say she was stable and appeared to be improving sufficiently to begin the process of returning home. But on May the 16th, there was a note in her nursing records to say that the oxygen had been turned off. The report goes on. Asked about whether someone could have knocked the dial inadvertently, the consensus was that it was not easily done, and certainly not easily done by a frail patient such as this. The patient's oxygen levels then dropped sharply, and she was taken by ambulance to Torbay Hospital, where she died the following day.
GWR shines at Rail Business Awards. Great Western Railway, GWR, has won two awards at the prestigious Rail Business Awards, celebrating excellence in innovation and safety and security. Winning the Innovation of the Year category, GWR was recognised for its world record-busting 200.5-mile battery train run, the longest ever on a single charge, proving that long-range battery electric traction is viable for real-world rail operations. The achievement demonstrated that zero-emission regional rail travel is an achievable option for today's railways. GWR's fast-charging trial on the Greenford branch line validated rapid recharging technology, costing 60% less than traditional electrification. GWR scooped a second top award for safety and security excellence for its Resilient Futures Bridgewater Safeguarding Response, a pioneering intervention that reduced youth antisocial behaviour by 77%. Mark Hopwood, Managing Director of Great Western Railway, said these awards reflect the hard work, innovation and dedication of our teams and partners who work tirelessly to put our passengers first, to improve safety and to find innovative solutions helping our communities to prosper. The Railway Business Awards set the benchmark for industry excellence, and to be celebrated among such impressive peers is extremely rewarding.
A local wildlife charity will return to an upcoming Easter market in Abbots Kerswell. Every Life Matters Wildlife, or as it's more commonly referred, ELM Wildlife, will once again have a stall at the Easter market in Abbots Kerswell, which takes place on Saturday, March the 28th and Sunday, March the 29th. From 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day, ELM Wildlife will be at Abbots Kerswell Village Hall for the event. The charity will draw its raffle on 2 p.m. on the Sunday. There will be more than 40 local traders selling their products at the event. ELM Wildlife, which began in 2018, has become one of the biggest animal rescue charities in Devon, operating from its rescue centre at Seal Hain.
Work to get underway on new Tynmouth car park. Construction works for a new car park in Tynmouth gets underway this week. The project aims to regenerate the former garage site at George Street by replacing the existing culvert and creating a new car park. The new car park will provide 19 parking spaces. Works will also include site remediation, construction of new boundary walls, installation of footpaths and a new junction. It will also include street lighting around the car park to improve safety and accessibility, Teignbridge District Council has said. Work is expected to be completed before the summer school holidays.